I'm Sharka, founder of Aspintoa, where we create leaders, not followers. I am ready to make an energetic impact on your education so you can become a leader of your own life. In this episode, I'm gonna talk about 10 articles I could write. So the first article could be called Every Leader Started in Kindergarten. Confident children, that's what we want, right? Happy, confident, smiling kids. Happy to go to the kindergarten, happy to see us when we come to pick them up. They are there 8 hours a day. There are only 2 teachers taking care of 28 kids. Such an important part of their life. So parents and teachers should collaborate together. If there's a lot of restriction, punishment, rules, it affects your child. If there's a loving environment, songs, playing, and outside fun, it affects your child. Teachers are an extension of a family for those kids. Parents should really appreciate their job. And those teachers should really see a value in themselves. And guess what? Your brain really remembers all the good and bad things from the childhood. So tip number one, create confident children in kindergarten. The second article should be called Teachers are followers, not leaders. And how can we change that? I am an education entrepreneur inside of public schools for 18 years. And let me tell you, I've seen it all. Some teachers who are innovative and awesome teachers, and they still come up with new ideas and projects for kids, drawing pictures for them at home, preparing blackboards for the next day, walking with bags to school, helping them succeed. I also see tired and unhappy teachers who are doing the same things over and over again, who gave up, who don't work on themselves because it's just too much for them, and they simply think they already know everything. They lost their passion for education, but it's their job, so they'll somehow survive anyway. Some teachers have really big personal problems at home. Well, they are people too. Some teachers are so active that it's too much even for kids and parents. But I could say the same things about some kids and parents. But let me tell you one thing. All this can disappear if they can become leaders, not followers. Leaders of their schools and classrooms, creating leaders of those kids around themselves. What's stopping them? Government, inspections, cities, restrictions, rules. They have to follow, they cannot lead. And who is happy at this environment? Nobody. They are still trapped like a little child between these institutions. How can you even work like this? How can you even breathe like this? How can you create an environment full of passion and innovation together with parents if you still need to follow someone who is not even a part of your school? We all have the power to change that now. So tip number two, be a leader, not a follower. The third article I can call Speak Up, Czech Republic. What is the reason that politics in the Czech Republic don't care about language education from the kindergartens? Why is it not standard for our kids to have the access to the second language? How many more studies do we have to see the importance for us to have an access to the second language from this young age? How can we ever lead if we are not a part of the global education conferences? Why do we have to look at others and follow what they do? What if we could lead the change? What if we also have so many great innovative people to bring the ideas on the table? I know and understand that they were forced, that before people were forced to speak German and Russian language. But we are free now. We love our Czech language, but we also understand if we want to cooperate and collaborate with others, we need to communicate and share connection language, which is English right now. How can we present our ideas to the world? How can we show the world who we are? Be proud to be Czech, but be also proud to speak English with others. And starting from kindergarten is the easiest way ever. So tip number 3, speak up, Czech Republic. The 4th article could be called "The Czech Republic is not on the map of 100 innovative schools in the world." Attending the online Global Relearn Festival by LearnLife, I found out that the Czech Republic is not on the map of 100 innovative schools all around the world. What? What an aha moment for me. Are we not good enough? Do we have the intention to be there? Do we care? Or are we just trapped in our own stuff and education is not important for us? Yes, we talk about salaries for teachers. Yes, we talk about new vision for 2030. And yes, we saw our Minister of Education like 4 times during pandemic. Those are facts. So I was desperately looking for someone from the Czech Republic at this conference. No one was presenting. Hopefully some people were watching. The question for me is how we can be a part of the future education globally and how can we be more heard and seen so we can also lead and not just follow. Let's collaborate with others and take care about our education better. So tip number 4, Czech Republic, be on that map. The 5th article I would call "Turn Schools into Clubs and Watch What Happens." Imagine children going into a club, not into a classroom. How would you feel? Can you feel the freedom? Freedom in education? Fun and games, projects and life will appear immediately. Look at your kids going to scouting. How happy and eager to learn they are. They are learning skills for life. They are leading groups. There is an environment for leaders, not followers. And we have the power to do that. Just imagine that. You can start with one club in a school. And if you see a positive change, create another one. In no time, your school will be one joyful environment where people feel confident and there is so much teamwork also going on. So tip number 5, create clubs. The 6th article could be called "Learn Life Skills for Your Future, Otherwise You'll Stay in Past." Who is happy to learn something that is not connected to life immediately? Not even a teacher, not even an entrepreneur, not even a kid. So what is the reason we are doing that in schools? You know how many people fall in love with education when they are adults? Because they can learn something on their own and immediately implement that into their business or life so they can become better parents, business owners, and help others. We are saying A, but most of the time we are not saying B. Kids don't see the destination. School don't see the destination. We are only adding or deleting stuff. No conception. No joy. No passion. No innovation. Learn for your future and you'll become unstoppable. So tip number 6, identify your future skills and and take action. The seventh article should be called How to Bring Back Innovation and Passion for Education. How? By freedom in education, by asking open questions, by creating clubs, by letting people think more, speak more, and then they can go and change what has been broken. They'll find the purpose for their own life or project. They'll try it and test it. By bringing people together, by connecting schools, parents and teachers and kids, by combining wisdom from people all around the world, and by creating life learning experience in clubs so people can become more of who they are. So tip number seven, let people think, speak and thrive. The eighth article could be called Show Your Mission and Values to the Whole World. How do you show up your mission and values to the world? Do you think it is only for companies or the big guys? No way. It is fundamental for each and every person. Without your mission and values, you are losing the direction every time the life is messing up with you a little bit. It is the essential thing for us. But it's also a process to find it. And how many schools are showing up their mission and values? And not just showing up, but living it. Your mission brings people together. Your decisions became easier. Your values are so clear, you know your worth. You believe in something bigger than yourself. You believe in creating the life you love. So tip number eight, talk about your mission every day and make the world a better place. Number nine. This article should be called Your Leadership is Everything, so don't waste your time on following. Yes, you are responsible for everything. Yes, you. Not the school, not your husband, not your kids, not the government. You. Your leadership is everything. It's in your values, in your actions, in your mission, in your decision, in your education, in your mindset, in your books, in your communities, in your family. How you react on things and how you create the opportunities. How often do you say yes to yourself? You create your life. You create your leadership. You create you, no one else. And if you have the feeling that someone else is creating this for you, change direction, change mindset, change your words. Yes, you. Your leadership is inside of you. Grab it and never lose it. So tip number nine, say yes to yourself. And the last article could be called Stop Saying I Can't. You always have a choice. The I can't thing is so disempowering. Can you feel that? We always have a choice to see things from different angles. One of them is to say, I can't. I can't go to this school. I can't lose weight. I can't start a company. I can't call this person. I can't make a video. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. If you'll see the obstacles, I'll show you the possibilities. You can do it because you. If you stay in this mindset, I can't, you know what will happen? One day you lose yourself. I mean, you lose yourself. You'll be trapped in the world of not taking actions, not living your life, not saying yes to yourself. You'll be lost. You'll you will only react to things around yourself. You will not create things for yourself, not even for others. How can you change that? By taking and twisting these words for yourself, by saying, I can. Little tiny, I can. I can write 2 words for my blog. I can say hi to my parents. I can call to that person. I can start learning English. I can. And then, little by little, you start creating your own life. Life is a series of saying yes to yourself. So do it well. Tip number 10, see the possibilities, not obstacles. I'm Sharka, founder of Aspintoa, and you can do it, my friend. Become leader, not follower, and your life will change forever.